Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Tuesday. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Big K Morning Show. And right off the top, Marty.
Dramatic jump in the number of truck accidents in Pennsylvania.
Why?
Well, we're going to get to this because I think it's important that people understand what's going on the road. You know what bothers me? That they always blame these truckers. The vast, vast, vast majority of accidents are our fault. Consumers, passengers, regular drivers, citizens. And I wanted to kind of talk about what we can do and what drivers are. I think it's one of the toughest jobs out there, driving these trucks.
And we have the Vice President of Safety, Pitt, Ohio, is Jeff Mercadante. And one of the drivers, Andy. Jeff, good morning. Andy, welcome to the Big K Morning Show.
Good morning.
I mean, the numbers just in Pennsylvania, 185 deaths. That's amazingly high, is it not, Jeff?
Yeah, it is high. It's probably about, I think it's out of all the states, it's like sixth or seventh on the list. So, yeah, it is high in PA.
What's going on, Jeff? Is it more trucks, more traffic? What is it, man? How do you wrap your arms around this?
Yeah, I think, it's, you know, the leading cause of accidents right now out there is distracted driving. And it's amazing the amount of, you know, we have video, we have cameras in all of our trucks. And when you see some of these maneuvers that these passenger vehicles do out there and how they drive, it's bad. And until we have stricter laws with cell phone usage and distracted driving, that's what we have to do in order to prevent these types of accidents from happening.
I said this to Larry, and I pointed this out to my wife this weekend because a car started coming at us because the driver was on a cell phone. Back in the day, Jeff, as a reporter, we would follow cars with the state police doing stories on drunk driving. And if someone left the lane, you would say, uh-oh, they've been drinking. Now, Jeff, what do you say? Oops, they're on their phone, right?
That's correct. I mean, it's every day we see it, and it's just amazing how bad it's getting out there.
And what can we practically do about it? This distracted driving thing isn't
ridiculous.
Going away.
And they don't write the tickets, as Larry has pointed out. No one will write a ticket. What do we do, man?
Well, that's what we have to have. Law enforcement has to step up more enforcement out there on the highways and target those types of areas. Otherwise, you have to almost put a ban on having cell phone, being able to use your cell phone in a vehicle, which is illegal out there because you can't have anything that's jamming that signal right now when you're in a vehicle.
Andy, for you, man, what I find annoying, honestly, is regular Joes driving their cars like morons down the road. They love to make truckers the enemy, do they not, sir? They really do.
Yes, they do. Weaving in and out of traffic and, you know, and like what Jeff was saying, as far as, you know, a lot of people trying to get in front of the truck to try to beat the truck. That's the big thing that we say is that everybody wants to try to beat the truck. Nobody wants to be behind one. And some of the moves that some of these people do in order to get in front of me, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And it's getting worse and worse. And just like what Jeff said with the cell phone usage, some of the people are even on cell phones texting and stuff like that while they're making these moves. And it's getting bad.
Hey, man, I'm wondering if you see any of these cars with folks in the self-driving mode where they don't even have their hands on the wheel. Do you see any of that?
I do not see a lot of that. I mean, I do see people that do have their hands on the wheels. But the thing about it, though, too, is it just like what you were saying as far as the drunk driving thing, you know, you can always tell whenever somebody's on their phone now, their heads are all down.
Oh.
And another thing, too, is that you look at a red light, and being that I sit up a lot higher, that's all you see now. Nobody looks around to see what's going on around them. They're all looking down. I mean, you could blow the horn at anybody at any red light, and they would instinctively just run into the car in front of them. because they think the light would change because they're not paying attention.
Hey, my man, so much so that, Larry, you're driving a Genesis. We're both driving Genesis cars. A beep, mm-hmm. a beep goes off and tells you that the car in front of you is moving. How about that? It's true.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of this autonomous driving talk, I think, helps with some of the safety things, but it's not eliminating it in any stretch because every one of us every day see distracted drivers on the road. So from a real practical standpoint, Andy, what do you think safety-wise that they can enforce to make it better?
Nice.
Well, just like what Jeff was talking about, law enforcement, you know, ramping up, you know, with the usage of, you know, the cell phones and the texting. But there's never going to be any kind of technology that they're going to be able to use in order to get to stop the cell phones from being used while driving. I mean, that's the worst part of the whole thing is the cell phone usage. And some of the things that I see that some of these people are doing, you know, beings that I sit up higher, it's crazy. You know, putting on makeup, doing paperwork, reading a book. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Jeff Mercadante is with us, Vice President of Safety at Pitt, Ohio. Hey, Jeff. You're obsessive about safety. You've won every award known to man for safety, have you not, sir?
we win quite a few out there, Marty. It's nice to have that, though. It's our drivers that go out there each and every day that allows us to win those awards.
You get kind of annoyed because a lot of people say, I hate truckers, when in fact most of those people are responsible for the accidents. Fair?
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at statistics out there, you know, you're looking at 15% of the fault. It might be the trucker's fault, wow. But you're 85% is the passenger vehicle fault.
All right. And go ahead.
And it's just a shame because, you know, we do everything we can as far as safety meetings, technology on the trucks, keeping our drivers focused. And then you see some of these other vehicles that just are driving completely erratic out there. And our drivers know what to look for. And, you know, it's just tough, though, because they get put in a position where other vehicles lose control or they come three lanes over on a highway just to get off the exit ramp. And a driver has to be aware. They have to be focused 100% of the time. Otherwise, you know, they could be involved in an accident.
All right, gentlemen, keep up the great work. Andy, what do you want to tell people right now as a truck driver? This is your shot right here, right now.
I'm really not a bad guy. It's what I do for a living.
You're not a bad guy. You're driving for a living. You're a professional.
Give us some space. Well, not so much professional. It's just that, you know, I would just want more people to just be aware of, you know, what we have to do every day in order to, you know, keep the world moving. Let's put it that way.
They move everything, man.
You got it.
If they're not there, we're not here.
We'd be nothing without truckers.
All right, hey, fellas, stay the hell out of my way on the road, Andy.
Yeah, but that.
Thanks, boys. I love them.
Jeff, thank you. Andy, thank you.
It's a hard job, man.
From Pitt, Ohio.